Item number five, please. We passed the 56 now. Okay, item five. Sure.
From the Interim Director of Facilities Management Division, Department of Administrative Services, requesting approval of the dedication of land from Milwaukee County to the City of Wauwatosa for the construction of a pedestrian bridge over Watertown Plank Road.
Ms. Hedge.
Good morning. I'm sitting in for Mr. Wazak. We're requesting a dedication conveyance of ownership of a portion of land on either side of Watertown Plank Road for the construction of a pedestrian bridge from Ronald McDonald House to Children's Hospital. This became it will become part of the Watertown Plank Road mitigation project. So by dedicating this land to the City of Wauwatosa for right-of-way, Milwaukee County will not be responsible for the bridge, maintenance, other those aspects. We're asking for your approval.
I'm glad Clerk Kalsa came up because I had a question on this terminology and why we aren't doing just a simple permanent easement that we normally do for other type of municipalities, and whether it's a roadway, sewer, all that kind of type stuff.
I can answer that. This was actually just what we did with the City of Milwaukee for the Park East development. We dedicated land for right-of-way purposes, for the city's right-of-way purposes, for streets and whatnot. This is the same thing.
Clerk Council, could you kind of reconfirm this position? Or what? Like I said, I'm not quite familiar with this terminology, and I'd just like to have you explain our role and responsibilities going forward.
Mr. Grady.
Mr. Chairman, Mark Grady, Deputy Corporation Counsel. I came up here to make sure we got clarity as well, because I wanted to make sure that my understanding of this phrasing is that Milwaukee County will be essentially deeding this small piece of land to Wauwatosa. And that's my understanding of the intent, and I just want to make sure you understood it the same way. I don't know the answer for why it's essentially a donation of land versus an easement. That's a decision that others have made, but my understanding is we're deeding basically the small piece of land on which the footings are going to rest for the skywalk. I think it's a fairly small amount of land, but that's my understanding.
Could someone explain to me what then the difference is and why we wouldn't just do a permanent easement versus this dedication?
Okay.
That was in our discussions with the City of Wauwatosa, that in order for them to take ownership, they will have ownership of the bridge. So, and for the county to then divest itself of any liability obligation to that bridge, that's why the determination was made to deed those pieces of land over to the City of Wauwatosa versus giving a permanent easement.
Okay, because because you're connecting a county-owned piece of property to another county-owned piece of property. That's correct.
We lease land on both sides.
Right. I don't quite understand the objection that we would have with any responsibility for a pedestrian bridge over the road.
We don't. Those costs would be on the county to do the maintenance, whether it be snow removal, any kind of major maintenance. That would be on the county, and we expressly said to the Ronald McDonald House, Children's Hospital, and the City of Wauwatosa that we don't want that responsibility. We don't have the resources for that.
If I remember correctly, it's not a huge amount of money that you're claiming we would be on the hook for. Do you have an estimate for that?
For the bridge construction?
No, for the maintenance. Or what is our liability
Well, the liability would go beyond just the stone removal, that kind of thing. It would be actually anything related to the operation of the bridge, future maintenance, future replacement.
Inspections,
thank you.
Slip and falls, jumps off the bridge, collapse of the bridge. I mean, the list could be a longer list.
One, I just see that it, to me, this just doesn't quite make sense. I think that there is a covert policy to divest ourselves of things at the county grounds. And it just, this, I think, complicates things going forward in the long term, since we're connecting two county pieces of property. And I don't see any estimate here that says that we have a huge liability, and I don't have a problem with taking on those responsibilities. If a bridge is needed to connect two pieces of county-owned property, it would make sense that we would do that and take on that responsibility. And if from what I've read on here, it is the city of Wauwatosa has negotiated with DOT to pay for the construction of the bridge. So it's not, I guess that's a result of that. It really isn't that there's a huge outlay of funding here by the local municipality or from the county.
Mr. Dranzi, you want to jump in with this?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I just, maybe to help clarify it, give it a shot. How this really originated was an MOU between Children's, Ronald McDonald, City of Wauwatosa, and the DOT, Wisconsin DOT, in which Wauwatosa committed to the maintenance and repair inspection oversight of the bridge and the other owners for their portion as it goes on to the property area that they're in control of. So what's in existence right now is an MOU between those entities to basically handle their sections of all of this. And what we're trying to do is just make this process go more smoothly. One of the things that we've looked at in this is not trying to get out of the way of that so that bridge does not come to pass. What I think the interest of the users in that area is that there is a connection between Ronald McDonald House and Children's Hospital so that those families can get across that when construction's happening and then afterwards, because that particular road stretch is what's going to be classified as free-flowing road area where there's not going to be a controlled intersection. So I think from our position, what we're trying to do is make sure that bridge possibility goes through as effectively as we can. What we're talking about is the footing area in the right-of-way section that the county has, and that is basically, like, I think, less than a half an acre, maybe like more like a quarter of an acre. So the area that we're talking about in terms of land area is very small, and that's going over to right-of-way for Wauwatosa so that they can maintain the grass cutting underneath and all of that type of thing. That's really what we're trying to do, is just make this deal happen from our perspective.
So Ross, any thoughts?
Thank you. Well, just to follow up on that, then what I don't see being kind of reconciled here is that you're claiming that we need to do a transfer of property rather than just a permanent easement. If there's a memorandum of understanding on who's going to build, maintain, and take care of this, why aren't we just doing our traditional permanent easement? You're claiming that we need to transfer this property because we're somehow going to be liable for these things, when you're just telling me that there's this memorandum of understanding that takes care of all those issues.
Mr. Drasik, unfortunately, the memorandum of understanding that was created in 2010 did not include the county. The county's not an entity to that MOU. So the participants involved all have agreements with one another that they're going to take care of their portion and so on and so forth. It did not include or have discussion with the county at that particular time. Why, I can't tell you, but that's what we're trying to deal with, is what's in place, the construction time frame that's going on. And I think from our perspective, what we weren't necessarily interested in, at least on the department side, was doing any type of extensive fee deal at the turnaround and have Wauwatosa wind up basically taxing their resident base for any type of structure. So we're trying to be accommodating in just making that transfer.
Well, what I just, like I said, to me it just, I think what complicates it is some type of land transfer of a tiny scrap of property to hold up a bridge. We do permanent easements all throughout the park system and the county grounds, for sewers and other utilities and things like that that are going to be there for the next, for the foreseeable future. So I don't really quite, like I said, I'm just concerned about this this language and whether or not it is, what the ultimate goal is on this stuff. So I have no problem with the bridge. I just think it ought to be a permanent easement, and that's all I have to say.
This is at Jersey.
I'm looking at I believe it's a survey, and on the survey, would that be the north side of Watertown Plain? Is it north south? Yes, it is. The north side of the bridge abutment, the shaded area is the area that we're seeking to convey, is that correct?
I believe so, yes.
And really, there looks like there's also going to be an extension right to Ronald McDonald House. Is that what there's like a little thing that reaches over to the property?
That's correct. And on the south side, it will actually then connect into Children's Hospital's parking structure.
Okay. I mean, if you look at the survey, Children's Hospital, that's the parking structure on the south side there. There's really going to be no use for this land. It's going to be just a piece of land between Watertown Plank and north on a south side parking structure, and Watertown Plank Road and Ronald McDonald House on the north. To me, it doesn't look like the county is ever going to use these little strips of land for anything. It makes a lot of sense to me to make sure the county doesn't have continuing responsibility for that land. Why would we want to keep that? Ronald McDonald, I'm sure, is going to have their services with regard to snow clearing, grass cutting, et cetera, which would make sense that they're going to do that north side. And I assume Children's Hospital will be responsible for the south side. Am I correct on that? A lot of people are shaking.
It will be the city of Wauwatosa will have the entire bridge. That will be their responsibility.
Right.
Tulsa is committed to that.
So, I mean, is that memorandum of understanding with regard to these other parties? I mean, I assume that they're part and parcel with regard to all the services,
yeah,
et cetera. And looking at that, why in the world would Milwaukee County even want to stay in ownership of that land? It doesn't seem to make any sense to me. The one question I would have is, looking at that parking structure to the east, you see the Blood Center of Wisconsin, and then there's a fairly open area there. Does that continue to be under Milwaukee County ownership?
I would have to verify because what we lease versus what we sold. My guess is it is Milwaukee County ownership.
Would Corp Counsel know that? I would ask maybe before the full board meeting that you get that information for me, that piece of land perhaps is either is or isn't Milwaukee County. It could perhaps be part of the Children's Hospital or the Blood Center. I'm not sure where those lines are. But I fully support a full conveyance of this land. I don't see why we'd want to do easements here. We're not going to be able to do anything with this property. So this isn't your father's county grounds. We've divested ourselves of hospitals. We've divested ourselves of a lot of different things. As this area gets built up, I think it's been a success story for Milwaukee County. But there's no reason for us to keep our thumb on the scale with this. So I will certainly support it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have to say that lately I've been agreeing with Supervisor Weishan on the issue of the county grounds. And the reason I say that is because I've sat here at the last few meetings and said to myself, do we represent Milwaukee County or the city of Wauwatosa? It just seems more and more that we're having some issues with our city neighbors. And I think an easement would be fine. I wonder why we didn't. You know, you said, Brian, that we don't have we're not involved in an MOU. Why isn't there one between the county and then just the city on this area?
Mr. Jones, one of the things I think we didn't want to get back into was reopening the MOU so that we would take on additional responsibility. That basically we have no portion of the initial discussion with. So when we sat down with the city of Wauwatosa, we looked at, you know, how can we effectively make this work within the deal structure that they put together, understanding the fact that there are some utilities within that area that the state said that they were going to cover under that MOU. We didn't want to have a reopener of that issue so that now the state could back away from that and become potentially more problematic. So we're trying to work within an existing agreement that works well, we think, for us as well as for the parties involved.
Okay. Do we want some children's hospital to come? Anybody would like to speak on this issue? If you don't want to, you don't have to. I just know I see you out there. No? Which one said no? Come on up.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to talk about the importance of the bridge. And I hear what everybody is saying. What I really want is the bridge, so thank you very much. It makes life so much easier for our families that are moving between Ronald McDonald House and Children's Hospital. It is literally a Dodge Caravan on a regular basis, as it stands today. So thank you for being in support of that. How the memorandum of understanding came about in 2010 was not part of that at point in time. But I think everybody's good efforts are all intended to make sure that this bridge comes to life. And how we do this is truly up to you. If it is about who owns the bridge, I can tell you Children's Hospital connecting to our parking structure. We are committed to our responsibility at that end. And I'm certain that as Ronald McDonald House is here as well, they're committed to their ownership of that end. The bridge itself, on a snow removal, on a safety perspective, it's not my expertise. I want to bow to those that do have that expertise, and if that is the city of Wauwatosa, if that is the county, that's the decision that they get more than anything else. It's not about the bridge.
Ronald McDonald, come on up.
Thank you, Ann Petrie, President of Ronald McDonald House, and I also reiterate Maggie's points that, you know, we are all ecstatic about the bridge because safety of our families during these traumatic times that they're going through is first and foremost. So it's been a long time in coming, and we're very excited. And again, whether it's a permanent easement or a conveyance of a deed for the land, I don't think that is up to us to decide. However, given that when we negotiated the purchase of the 3.5 acres from the county, it also included that at the end of our lease term, we would take ownership of the 4 acres that we currently lease from the county. So that in theory, I think part of the negotiation probably had in mind that by conveying this land to TOSA, that there would there no longer be then any county ownership between then Watertown Plank Road and the land that is to then be transferred to Ronald McDonald House at the end of the 100-year lease term. So I'm only, you know, theorizing as to that. But in addition, you know, we are completely committed to maintaining our land up to then where this this transfer takes place, whether it is then, you know, owned by TOSA or by the county. So thank you.
Thank you. Before I introduce the way I watch on, what is the pleasure of the committee?
Move approval.
We have a motion for move approval by Supervisor Alexander. Supervisor Washon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have no problem with building a bridge. This is, I guess, a bit of a technical piece on how we deal with the property underneath the bridge. And I think you, as your organization, should be very concerned about the talk of Milwaukee County abandoning our responsibilities out at the county grounds. And that if they're not willing to move a little snow out of the way every once in a while for the families at the Ronald McDonald House and Children's Hospital, imagine how crass they could be on other issues that face your institutions. So people may see this as I'm just nitpicking on other things, but I see it as this is part of a larger piece of things. And in the future, you may look back at this as the first of many things that you wish we would have done differently. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. So, verdict, then we should be able to take a vote.
I mean, really, a permanent easement and a conveyance is a distinction without a significant difference. A permanent easement is going to be a permanent giving up of this land, if you will. It's really no difference than a conveyance. And a conveyance is just a cleaner way to do this in terms of title and so on. I mean, we can ask Corp Council to address that, perhaps. But I think we're really making a lot of distinctions here where no difference exists.
All right. On that note, Madam Clerk, please call the roll. We do have a motion for approval by Sybil Alexander. Thank you.
Wyshon?
No.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Jersey?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Taylor?
No.
Mr. Cheer?
Aye.
5 ayes, 2 noes. The motion is approved.
We are on item 6.